sickness something something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Just killed Eric's mom. We had a little bug in here that was flying around in front of me, and I smashed her dead. We should have a funeral for everything we kill. By the way, I have an eye doctor who is very upset at you, Brady. So why wouldn't he just say, yeah, you need a physician for this? What was the fight about? Nanometers, the very specific frequency of light that corresponds to a specific visible color on the spectrum. You did very well, John, trying to tell Brady to mention that lasers are not acceptable forms of light for this result. And like most patients, he just didn't listen. Tell him to simply say, researchers at X University are using a very specific frequency of light and found that Y were the results in test subjects. That's it. And may Dave Pratt take a too hot swig of coffee for have, and have his tongue singed for the rest of the day, Gary. I like that.
It's a good email.
That's a very good email. Yes, it's not. Brady, I saw the general public in mass last night celebrating the close of a mall. Telling them red lights is a safe thing for your eyes is a very dangerous road to go down without being specific. Very. Be careful. This one says, look, I'm not into any of this reincarnation stuff, John, but look up Boy Solves Own Murder from Past Life. It's a little much, but the kid remembers a village he'd never been to, work he's never seen, finds his buried body, has a birthmark that matches the wound on the body, then finds the murderer and confronts him as he confesses.
Oh, that sounds like a good movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie, and it's not real. You fell for it, DJ. It's the way that
works. Three-year-old?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
I looked it up, too. He's a child. I didn't know he was three. I thought he was like five. I'm not. I don't work at a carnival. I can't guess kid ages very well. I'm like Father Dale. I don't see age.
Do you think there's stuff out there that
you
just can't explain, John?
Sure, there's tons of stuff I can't explain, but I'm not going to throw in the, it must be God or reincarnation, because that's also something you can't explain.
Why? Why not? It's fun.
Because it's called the gap of the gods, and it's been proven wrong by science time and again.
It's fine. I'm just having fun.
It is fun to be stupid out loud. This three-year-old just solved his own mystery and then confronted the murderers.
All it is there's comfort in it.
Hey, here's the thing also. That murderer was about to confess anyway, because under the high scrutiny and pressure of a three-year-old's questions, he caved. That dude was about ready to snap.
When someone close to you dies,
sure,
you just look around for comfort, I think.
Sure.
So you come up with little things.
Yeah, a lot of it is dumb.
That you know is dumb, yeah. But you just like,
It keeps their memory alive.
Sure.
Because you're incapable of remembering any good things. You only remember the time you saw her V and kicked her out. So you're trying to say, roses, butterflies, that's all good.
No, you remember the bad stuff.
That's all you do.
Lives with you.
Even with your pets, you're like, oh, God, I should have walked them more. You always think of the things you didn't do or the things you did that were bad or the things you were mean. And you know, you gave them good lives. It's just the good stuff was expected and the bad stuff stands out. So when a butterfly goes by, you're hoping, I hope that's her.
I hope she's happy flying
around. Floating around.
Flapping her little wings.
About to be eaten by a bird. Oh, wait, and I hope she's a bird. Because at least she wouldn't be eaten by then she'd be eaten by a cat. Or she'd run into a window and just knock herself. So I hope she's not a bird. I hope she's a raccoon. I think she's eaten out of the garbage. And, golly, I hope she's just dead. This is awful. And then you create, maybe there's another life. Maybe there's something we don't know that's floating around up there. Maybe there is.
She's on planet KX-237
right
now.
That makes just as much sense as anything else anybody said. So maybe. At least we know there's planets. That's for sure.
Yep, we do know that.
We don't know that part. So all the nonsense of guessing, who cares? Try to get through today. Like those folks at Metro Center last night who just don't have a care in the world. And there was a whole, Brady, you'd have loved it. There was a guy with a big vat, like a cauldron. And he's pulling these giant, they look like steaks, only they were white. He's pulling them out, and he's like, gummy worms! And then he slices gummy worms. He's making them out of ranch dressing.
Oh, I saw that. Somebody sent a handful of them.
Oh, yeah, they got gummy ranch now. Ranch gummies. That's a thing. They just take Hidden Valley Ranch, pour it in a thing. Gummy it up somehow, and then start cutting out little bears, and then you eat little chunks of ranch dressing. Because we're gross. Yeah, it dawned on me ironically, where my brain took note of everything last night at the Metro Center was by the super salad, which is an irony in itself because it's the healthiest place there, that none of the people that were standing there last night gave a flying, about their health their entire lives. Every organ in their body they're abusing. Their liver, they're smoking. There was so much smoking last night. It was such a West Side thing. I'm like, how are we trying to tell these people to mask up and care? They haven't cared about their bodies at all. And all that we've done through their entire lives is promise them, hey, eventually something will come along and you can pill up and this will go away. So, of course, they're kind of indignant towards the whole responsibility thing. Yeah, they've been trained through life that in a few months, hey, don't worry about it. You'll get a shot for this. Go ahead. Keep eating, drinking, smoking, doing whatever you want. I'm like, well, there you go. You can't blame Governor Ducey for this, John. You got to get off that train. This guy's in a lose-lose. He tries to tell everybody the right thing, and then you see him going, nope, no thank you. Marlboro. I'm going to suck in some exhaust fumes here. They got that vaccine yet? This goddamn government doesn't know what they're doing. It's like, why are we – just let them go. And as far as the gyms go, you know, I'm up for – I'm trying to ride the center of this thing as best I can and understand both ends. That dude at Mountainside Fitness is making really good points.
I got a letter from the village saying, contact Ducey, send a letter.
Yeah.
Because they went out of their way to, you know, do they spend a lot of money to
Tons.
Keep it clean and –
There's a couple of places.
Do everything proper.
The new Lifetime Fitness at the Biltmore, Megan's a member of that, and they sent out an email, said, you know, we're going to cancel class groups. You can still come in and use the spa and the pool, but we're going to monitor how many people are in there, but you can't use any of this stuff. And then about an hour later, they sent a thing that said, screw it, we're open. Like, forget it. You know, that dude at Mountainside's right. We haven't had any cases. There's no reason to believe it. And we've spent $1 billion.
No contact tracing back to a gym from what I've seen.
None. And they've spent tons of money saying, you told us to comply like this. We went out and spent tons of money.
If they
we're doing
cite
it.
You, it's a misdemeanor anyway.
Right. But still, then you're going to get threatened with, like, state licenses.
Pulling your
license. Things like that.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with business licenses.
Sure.
But, yeah. So, I mean, it's if they wanted to get real hard-ass, but – I'm with them. I'm kind of with them on this one. I thought for sure the second close would make everybody.
I think that's
flip
the problem.
Out.
It's so willy nilly.
But you
got to
admit, it's just a matter of time. Though I mean, of the gathering, it doesn't matter what the business. You're going to have groups of people in there.
Yeah, you're over 50 just, anyway. A lot of these big gyms, the Mountainside, you're going to have more than 50 people in there
most of the time. But that's the thing they have to be responsible for and say, look, we can't do it. And if they
aren't, that was part of the order. You can't have more than 50.
But they also just shut gyms down.
Yeah.
There's the more than 50, but then no gyms. It's like, well, why not? Why can't we do the less than 50 thing? We can do that, and we can keep it safe. That one gym, and I don't remember the name of it, they went on a thing and said they went out and bought ventilators and these infrared boxes that are killing germs, and they run those things through there every, like, 15 minutes, and they're crushing. They spend a ton of money to comply and be better. I know my friends at
UVC
React Defense.
Lights.
React Defense, they repainted the entire thing with this – I don't know how real this paint is, but it's some sort of microbial, you can't get germs on it paint. I don't know what the hell it is, but they repainted their whole facility. They redid all their mats. They redid everything. And, like, we just basically became brand new in our time off because when it reopens, we want to be smart and safe. And now they're shut down again for no reason. They've had zero cases.
I did notice a lot of places were using that time off to remodel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they had.
Well, because they probably got a little help and said, look, we can dip into our kitty a little bit here, and when this thing reopens, we'll be more prepared for the way the future looks. So in a way, I'm kind of on their side with that because it did seem unfair to go, well, you're closed. Why us? If you're going to shut everything down, you got to shut everything. What's the pick and choose thing?
Especially if it's 30 days. Well, I mean, that's where we're starting.
That's where some of the
days.
Right,
you know,
that's the wink and the nod. Like, 30 days should do it, and if not, 30 more. What? That's 40, 60. Oh, my God. That's a lot of days without business. So, yeah, it's we're going to see some people flipping out and losing their minds, but that's going to be on an individual basis. I kind of like that Mountainside guy standing up going, well, if you're going to pick and choose, why me? Tell me why me, and how come I can't comply to a rule of less? And look, I'm all for the idea of everybody complying and doing things, but when you start taking somebody's livelihood away and not giving them a good reason, hey, they got a right to say something.
Well, we were talking about protesting earlier in the show. I mean, it's a different kind of protest.
Tell me why.
Yeah.
That's the big thing, and I think they've kind of got them. And a nice thing I think everybody's mad at the governors and all that stuff, because when the press asked, when the one press member asked Governor Ducey, so you're saying what you said a couple weeks ago, you made a mistake, and it would be nice if we weren't so flippant and mean to have him actually able to go, yeah, that was probably a mistake in hindsight, without us losing our minds. People are allowed that, especially now. Everybody's making them. So, yeah. So the gyms, look, I'm all for it. I saw a lot of people who need gyms last night. A lot. I mean, If I was a dentist or ran a gym, I would have handed out cards last night, and I'd have a really good Monday planned for next week. And probably a pulmonary specialist, because a lot of cigarette smoke and exhaust fumes, these people's lungs. You to look at these lungs on an x-ray and have to wonder, my God, how are you standing up?
I get it that they're a business and all that, and I do agree with you that, you know, he has a great point.
Sure.
But my thing is, you know, I wasn't going to go to the gym anyway. I was going to, because I have stuff at home. But you know how much of a workout you can get just with like a chair?
Sure.
Like, but there are so many things you could do at your house that you wouldn't even need to.
I totally agree. And that's where I am right now, is the whole thing. Like, I'll just do what I do.
Right.
And if anybody else needs to go to gyms and keep this alive, I guess, if you feel like it. Gyms haven't been an issue. So I think they're just worried because it's sweaty. And you contact, and then somebody else uses the same thing. But you're right.
It's one of those things that you think to yourself, is it worth it? No. A chair and a couple dumbbells, you could get such a great workout. Yeah.
Thinking about
it. There's so much stuff you could do at your house.
Yeah, thinking about it and you can do it with 2 gallons of milk.
Sure.
You don't even need, like, equipment. But I started thinking about, like, my theory on heroin. I'm not doing heroin because it's something I don't want to do. If you legalized it, I'm still not doing heroin.
Right.
I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So there are people who are going to do and people who aren't going to do, no matter what. And right now, the way I see it, follow my rule, don't. I don't care. I'm not going to go piling into gyms. I'd love to go out to react defense.
What would be the percentage of people that said, okay, if it's legalized, oh, well, now that it's legalized, I'm going to try it.
Right. And if you're that, you're probably a person that, when confronted even with it as an illegal substance, you probably would have tried it. If it's in your brain to say, I'll give heroin a run, but only if it's legal – nobody's brain really operates that way. I don't see a lot of that, you know. So,
isn't the real reason people are pissed off is because their routine is knocked out of order?
Well, because
haircuts.
Yeah,
because you really think about it, like with the gym thing, you can figure it out. With the haircut thing, you can figure it out
completely. You can do it at home. There's plenty of resources online. Sure, there's all that.
You're just pissed all off your stuff. Routines.
Yep.
Well, I think 100%. People are more pissed off.
100%
that they can't preen on any social media right now.
Yep.
Because they're getting a little pudgy and their hair looks bad.
That too.
But and that's your own damn fault.
Exactly. But that's because you're used to someone else doing all the work for you, as far as your hair and your makeup and facials and all that stuff. And you're no good at it yourself, so you look a little silly. The gym, you can't figure out how to do it without being in a line of people who go, this is what you do next.
The Google Box is right in front of you. You know how many workouts you can get just off the Google Box?
But you can't be seen doing it that way. And I do think there's a lot of those. You can't be seen. There's a lot of those big gyms.
They buy the nice outfits. Yep.
Well,
you know, they got
to
show up in the yoga pants.
Discipline.
Look, Brady and I both were members at that Village for a while.
It's a show-off fest.
80% of the people in there aren't working out. They're in outfits that make it look like they are. But they're there for the smoothie and the country club. The reason I left that place is because I tried to play basketball a few times. And there's just people standing on the court talking. And you're like, all right, this has just become a social gathering spot, which is fine if that's what you want to do. And there are people who do work out. But for the most part, it's just, look where I go every day. I'm a member of it's more of a prestigious thing. The Lifetime Fitness at the Biltmore, they built a village-like thing. This thing is extraordinary. It's gorgeous. They have a nightclub on top of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not about the gym so much as it is. You belong to a really nice facility. That's more.
Yeah.
And so there's a whole lot more to the be seen, and I need to be there because it's a social gathering for me, than it is any workout. And you get a little workout in the meantime. But yeah, that's what people are really upset about. They've had their daily look at me taken away, or just their routine has been disrupted and they're inconvenienced, and we hate that. Mm-hmm.
It keeps them more accountable too, to you go to the club. It but can, I, but yeah. you know, and that's the
you
biggest
have to
thing
be
is
a
people,
little better now.
The self discipline is one of the toughest things for.
But the but,
if
right
it's left
but,
on your own to do your own workouts, majority don't do that.
That's very true. But I also see the majority of people in gyms not really working out. They're sitting at a machine.
You can definitely go work out and you leave there going, God, I really sucked today.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah. I was totally. Yeah. You take too long of breaks in between sets and just making.
Yeah, you
got
to be self motivated. In a gym or out of the gym to do that anyway. But yeah, you're right. I think it has a lot to do with the fact you're disrupted and you're stubborn and you're a little entitled, as we all are, spoiled Americans, and we're kind of like, I want my day back to normal. Whose fault is this? Instead of saying, how can I get my day back to normal because there's something going on?
Imagine those guys blaming Eric. Screw you, Eric. There's no lap pool, jacuzzi, steam room, sauna, and massage at my place.
That's very true. And that is a big factor for a lot of those people. They go in, they do 10 minutes on the elliptical, and then they get a rub down, a smoothie. Somebody comes in and touches their butt for a half hour.
Another one. But John, my home gym doesn't have women in yoga pants.
That too.
You guys think I'm going to the gym because they have a nice weight set?
Now, mine does.
Right.
But it's just one.
I know
the
guys.
Same one.
I know guys
the
that same became, girl. I know guys that became personal trainers just to pick up chicks.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. It's a fact.
You have a guy. It guy.
No, Jason, he's serious about his thing. He just bailed out of his deal because his landlord decided to go, hey, more money. He's like, screw you. He does other stuff. He makes his money doing something else. But no, he didn't ever try to swing bitches that way. Although
that
we
just
have
happened.
Yeah, it just happened because he's Jason. That's the way that worked for him. He was going to do no matter what. He could be working on cars, and that was chicks are just going to flock to that guy. But no, it was there's tons of personal trainers that are like, you see the girls that I'm with, it's amazing.
It's true. But that you really want to freak people out. You close down all the coffee shops. Listen, COVID's running rampant. Yep. Close down the coffee.
I'll tell you right now.
Look at the uprising that'll happen.
You want people to
They're crushing it, right? Any one of those shops, whatever it's Dutch Brothers, Starbucks.
Oh, sure.
The drive-thrus.
Yeah, they're
just
huge.
Crushing it.
For some reason, Chick-fil-A.
I would say this and be serious.
Yeah, any drive-thru.
I'd be serious about this if, in fact, I think that they would find a way around it. But after what I saw last night, if you really wanted people to get serious about masks, say that you can't buy cigarettes for the next 45 days. Because the people you're talking to that aren't wearing masks, I think all smoke because last night that's all I saw. And if you said, hey, if we don't wear masks, cigarettes will never be back on the shelves, they would unite and either start an underground cigarette company or they would mask up and go, we got to hurry up and get back to the smokes. Because if you took cigarettes away from what I saw last night for 45 days, the epidemic would be over. These people would be in suits of whatever it takes to get their cigarettes back. There was so much smoke last night, it was ridiculous. Hovering in the air. And I'm like, that must be where they're doing donuts. I'm like, nope. That's just all the smoke from their lungs hovering above us.
John, just so you know, I work for Sherwin-Williams. That antimicrobial paint is legit.
Is
and
it?
It's for real.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know. They told me they did it. I'm like, I don't know how real that is or if that's a sales pitch, but good on you. They spent a lot of money up there at React Defense to get that thing back in order, hoping that when they reopened that they would have a fair shake. And for no reason at all, they're told you can't be here. That's not fair.
As an odd compliment, John, listening to you forever, that is possibly the nicest thing you've ever said about Megan on the air.
What are you talking about? She's got a great ass.
What are you talking about? What, I've said that 100 times.
Say nice things about her all the time.
Wow.
What is it, her mom? Yourself.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to look into that. Maybe we should dig some of that stuff up.
Hey, look, if we went into digging about all the mean things we say about wives in here.
Oh.
The room would fill rather quickly with piles of letters. Trust me. It's a good outlet here. You're in a room of dudes. Nobody likes their wife that much. Around for a couple reasons. And women's sports haven't been canceled. I watched Megan vacuum yesterday. It was exciting.
How'd she do?
Oh, great. She was first in the house. I came distant second.
To the Roomba?
Way back. No, third? No. She's hand. No, it's a Dyson, man. She's got the real McCoy out there. Crushed it.
You mind if I vacuum?
Never. That's the best question you can ask a man.
Do you mind if I vacuum?
Well, I'll get over it. I'll get over it. Go ahead. Interrupt my afternoon. I've seen this Lone Ranger anyway. So
you're vacuuming without me?
It is International National Joke Day. Is that what it is, Brady? I think that's it.
International Joke Day.
There you go. And while you're shining red lasers in your eyes on Brady's suggestion, you're now going to try to internationally joke dick him. We will take any joke that has – we want it to have international flair, but I guess if you can just do it in an accent. If it's not an international topic, you have to do it in like a French accent or something in order to make it International Joke Day. And Brady will ruin that joke before you can even imagine. He is the king of this, and I think we've got gift cards to Hooters, so you can run off to Hooters and take $50 for free with you and enjoy some wings and beers and all the stuff you get there at Hooters with your gift card in hand. International Joke Dick coming up in just seconds. If you want to play, tell your joke, 585-9800. Brady knows the end of it. I almost guarantee it. If he doesn't, you win the prize. It's that easy. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.